Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren. And Darren, it's a case this morning of protect us from our teammates.
Well, Audrey, last night was an eventful night at Old Trafford. 10-man Everton beating Manchester United 1-0. That only tells half the story, that scoreline. Kieran Dewsbury-Hall with the goal, an absolutely fantastic goal just before the half-hour mark. But this happened after Everton had a player sent off, Idrissa Gueye, sent off in the 13th minute. Really bizarre stuff. Got involved in an argument with one of his teammates. He gave him a pass and his teammate didn't reach the pass, and he felt he should have made more of an effort, led to a United chance. Anyway, he slapped Michael Keane in the face. Really bizarre stuff. To be honest with you, the letter of the law, he has to go, raises the hand. But I think the referee probably, you know, I don't know. I thought he overreacted.
It's very unusual.
Somebody
isn't it?
Overreacted.
And then it was funny, even just they had to be still restrained afterwards. But, you know, this has happened before. People are kind of surprised. Like, this happens, you know. Not everyone gets on a team. You know, I remember the famous one, Manchester United, Andy Cole and Teddy Sheringham, they just didn't talk. You know, it just did.
The last time this happened was 2008.
Yes. So
17 years ago.
Stokes, Ricardo Fuller slapping his own captain, Andy Griffin, during the match against West Ham. They actually got on very well in real life, away from the football
field. But the frustrations are huge on the pitch.
It's huge. And Audrey, the most high profile one of them all, 2005, Newcastle teammates Lee Bowyer and Kieran Dyer sent off. They actually went to punches. They were punching each other, and there's that famous image of Lee Bowyer walking off the field after being ripped, and the jersey's been ripped off. Anyway, Ruben Amorim, spare a thought for him. I bet he wishes his players had a bit of that fight.
First of all, it was also 11v11. I felt since the first moments you can feel it. And then fighting is not a bad thing. Fighting doesn't mean that they don't like each other. Fighting is that you lose the ball, I will fight you because we will suffer a goal. That was my feeling when I watched. I don't agree with that sent off. So I'm going to say that it was, we can fight with a teammate. I know it's a violent conduct, the referee explained. I don't agree with that. I hope my players, when they lose the ball, they fight each other. Now not, they cannot do it, it's a send off. But that is a good feeling, not a bad feeling. Again, my players show in many games that we can do it. Today, we didn't. I need to help them. We are going to be better in the future. Today, we are really frustrated.
I tell you what, I'm glad we're such a good bunch here in Morning Ireland, the Morning Ireland team. There's no
so
slapping
far,
or punching.
There's time yet.
I have my eye on you, Justin. Ireland and Leinster back row Ryan Baird is a doubt for the Six Nations. Could be out with a broken ankle for about 3 months. And Jamie Osborne out for up to 4 months, it seems, with a shoulder injury. Busy week for the Irish men's basketball team when they get ready for the Eurobasket pre-qualifiers. They play Luxembourg away on Thursday, then at home in Tallaght Stadium, North Macedonia. That game actually almost sold out. The new Irish head coach is Michael Bree. He's been speaking to Niall McCoy.
Every national team game is really, really tough. I mean, when people play for the country, they leave everything out there on the floor. So it's doesn't matter who we play, doesn't matter what the scenario, we got to figure it out. We got to go there and try our best and see what happens.
Yeah, I think I know how you're going to say this. I was going to ask, is there emphasis more on the home game or on the away game?
No. We treat every game the same. We approach it the same way. We're preparing to win. We want to go in with the same mindset no matter who we're playing, no matter what arena we're in.
That's just more for now.